Let's start our station. the small hill spire in the city. This incident is of a farmer. The farmer was working in his farm. And that was a very close time for lunch. And it was very hot. And this incident is of India, so it was sunny. That means need to sit under a tree. The sun is very harsh. So he was working and waiting for his wife. Wife will bring food for her. And he was with. So his wife came and brought lunch for him. A nice cold water in an earthen pot. And he was just going to start his lunch at that time. He saw one sack was passing through the on the path just close to his farm. And it was very sunny and that was time of lunch. So he bowed down to the sand and invited me for lunch, he said. And I was just going to start my lunch, so this is time of lunch, so please, can you join me? He said, okay. And he came and also sat under the tree and washed his hands and had lunch. He shared lunch. So when they were having lunch, the saint asked, how is the work going on? How was the rain? Because Indian farms are always dependent on the rainfall. If the rain is good, farmers are happy. So farmer said, yes, everything is going on well and I have a well too. So I can get water from my well also. So he said, oh, that's good. And he saw the well. And when he saw, he said, oh, well, good. It has nice, this water and everything is good. But I feel your well is dirty. Have you cleaned it any time? He said, no, I never cleaned it. So the saint said, if you clean the well, then you will get better water. The farmer said, okay, one day when I will have time, I will clean it. The saint said, why not today? I will help you. Then the farmer thought, okay, if you are going to help me, then definitely today I will clean this. But then the saint said, okay, so let's start the work. Then they started taking out water because this incident is of very olden days. So in those days, water you have to pull out with your hands. So the farmer and the saint worked together. They started taking out the water. And in the beginning, water was really good. Then as the well, the water level went down. There was really dirt was there. So many like leaves and everything fell down and rotten things were there. So saint said, don't worry, I will get down into the well and do all the cleaning. So don't worry. Then he just put a cloth on his nose and went down in the well, cleaned the whole place and put all the dirt in the bucket. The farmer took out and like this he cleaned the whole well. And you know there are natural streams from where the water comes into the well. So then he opened all the streams properly, so the water immediately started coming to the well. And again, gradually, the water filled and the water was really good. So the farmer was very happy, and here the incident ends. Now the thing is, who is farmer? So we all are farmer, and the well is within us. Since birth, we never cleaned our well. We have lots of dirt and so many bad memories, so many bad incidents. They are still there within us. And because of that dirt, sometimes today also we feel hurt. Number of times it happens that everything is good, but some bad memory just come into our mind and we get disturbed. So actually our today is not bad, but whatever happened in our past, whatever happened in our childhood days, or maybe in our earlier days, or maybe yesterday, just few days back, but those incidents keep on disturbing us. Now we have scent with us. The scent helps us to clean all the dirt. Only thing is that whether really we are ready to clean our well, do really we want to clean our well? Because what happens? Scent helps. It chucks out all the dirt, all the bad memories, everything. But then we again took this dirt. Just memorize again and again what happened yesterday, what happened few years back. Because we have a habit of thinking of past. So as Swamiji says, that donate your past to me, and then whenever any memory of the past disturbs us, we should just think that, no, I have donated this to Swamiji, so now I will not remember that, and I have no right to even think about that. Because once we give away the thing, anything we give or we donate, then it's not our right to take back that thing. So let's start from today. So let's donate all the pains, all the failures, all the bad memories of our life to Swamiji. And let's start our life from today. So daily we will have nice memories, and whatever something happens, if something happens which we don't like, or if somewhere we are failed, if somewhere we are wrong, we made some mistake, doesn't matter. No one is perfect in this world. Our thinking should be correct, and whatever we are doing, that our efforts should be in correct direction. That is most important. Whether we are successful or we are not successful, we are failed, that doesn't matter, because life is like that. We all know, we all are mature like that. But from the incident on this, remember one thing, that in our life also, when we meditate and the process starts of clearance, sometimes it happens that in the beginning, whoever have joined meditation in the beginning few months you will feel really very good. After some time, it can happen that you may face a little bit time which is not very good. Sometimes you will face bad time. Then just remember one thing, that is my observation with number of sadhaks, hundreds of sadhaks, you can say thousands of sadhaks who shared their views and their experiences. That it happens in the beginning, we have good time, then middle, sometime it happens that time is not good because whatever bad karmas or whatever we have to face bad things. First in the beginning it is good because we can say the superlid or the top dirt has been cleared, so the water seems clean. So we feel good, really good. And after that, when the clean water, after that there is dirt, so the dirt will come first. So whatever we have to face in our entire life, so whatever failures, whatever bad time, whole life, we have to face, that we will face in the beginning, and then the last days, means then entire life will be in a smooth journey, our journey will be smooth, and with peaceful time we will have after that bad time. Because all the bad deeds, all the bad karmas we will face first, and then the good karmas, whatever we have, we will have good and blessed life. So if any time you feel that we are passing through a bad time, we are not getting success in our life, that means now, after some time, a bright sun, a bright, nice morning is waiting for us. So don't disappoint. Just be self, just get yourself encouraged. Meditate regularly, and that helps us. Once it happened, Sadhak asked, how can we know that whether we are totally surrendered or not, or we are doing progress or not? So there is one trick by which we can understand that whether we are totally surrendered, totally devoted or not. You just observe yourself whether you have any tension, any kind of tension. Do you have any kind of tension or any kind of stress in your life? If the answer is no, then you are really surrendered. And if your answer is yes, that means partially, somewhere, we are not surrendered. Why? Why this is the answer? Because if we are totally surrendered, then we should be like Swamiji. Because our YouTube connection is complete. In the morning Swamiji told us that if you are totally, as Swamiji was surrendered to his Guru, and then he received all the energy and all the knowledge, all the pure knowledge from his Guru. So Swamiji is never in tension. Whatever may be the situation, but he is never tensed. Because he has no tension because his Guru is taking care of him. Similarly, we should have the 100% faith within us that our Guru is taking care of us. So, what is then our duty? That whatever we are doing, should keep on doing. We should do our duties, we should do everything what actually we should do. Means our duties and the work, whatever we are working, or we are doing Guru Karya, then we may continue with that. But when we are surrendered, then no negative thought we will have. Any negative thought is there, that means we have a little space back it, kept for few negative thoughts. So just don't keep a inch space into yourself so that any negative thought may come. Just empty ourselves, let's empty ourselves to fill whole energy, whatever Swamiji's want to pass on. The more we will beckon our thoughts as we empty our mobile memory, sometimes happens that we want to click few photos but it shows no, your memory is full. Similarly, Swamiji want to pass on his energy, but what this mobile says, no, memory is full. No space. First empty few files. You have this big file, large file, small files. And then we just select few files and delete them. I think everyone do this?
Yes.
Yes. We keep on doing this, that we have to empty few files and then we can take few new files. So sometimes we should format our mobile. Then the whole memory will be clear. Then must be thinking, is it possible really? It is possible to put a delete, total delete, or we can say format the mobile. When every day we start our day with a prayer that Swamiji, today please be with me and whatever I am going to do, guide me, and whole day I should do the things what actually I should do, and please stop me the work I should not do. This simple prayer helps us a lot. Because then what happens? We will go there only where actually we should be. We will not go there where actually we should not be. We will do only the things which actually we should do and which work we should not do. Something will happen, we will not be able to do that work. Or we will not be able to reach a place where actually we should not be. And we have number of experiences from sadhaks. It happened in, I don't remember the year, but it happened, there were so many bomb blasts in Mumbai. In train, I think 9 or 11 bomb blasts in a train, and that was a sequence of that. And several blasts were in the train, local train. In the Mumbai train, they are really full and overcrowded, and that was office time. So many sadhaks go through, use the trains to go. But they shared their experiences. None of them was even injured. One bomb blast was, the blast was happened in a bogie, means in first class bogie, coach, and in that coach every day the sadhak was going, but on that day it happened that His friend said, I want to talk to you, but I don't have first class ticket, so can you come to my coach? That's urgent and it's a long talk. We have 2 hours in the train, so we can talk. He said, okay. Then he went into his coach, and the coach in which he regularly was going, he didn't, he was not there, and he went to his friend's place, friend's coach, and the blast was in his coach. When Sajjad shared that the blast was in my coach, I was in the same coach. But what happened when it was blast? So many people fell on him, and so they all died, but nothing happened to him because he was covered with all the bodies. So Guru energies always save us. Only the thing, do we have the faith within us? If we have 100% faith, we will get 100% results. If we have 80% faith, we will get 80% results. But even 80% faith is there or not? That's the question. So first, start with the prayer. You really try in very small things. You must be thinking what Guru is saying. But it's like very small things. I do this. When I don't get anything, like here, I want to find something. It has kept somewhere, God knows where. Then I just pray, Swamiji, I'm looking for this, God knows where, like that. Now you find it. I don't call him. I just pray him. And when I say Swamiji, that means Guru energies. Not real Swamiji. Otherwise Swamiji will never does that. But otherwise he will say that you use my energy in me. So that places. But yes, in the like when I was when Shashwati was very small and they used to play with the things and I have to go to my school. And I was working as a teacher and I had to reach my place at the correct time. My children, they were naughty and yes, everyone's children, they are always naughty, so no issue. But so I have to rush to school, I have to keep them ready and their school bags and their uniform and everything. Generally, I one day prior, I keep everything at place, but in the morning, my second son, he was very naughty, very silent but very naughty. He will not speak a single word, but he will keep your things at such a place you can't find it. So like, for example, like comb. Now comb is so urgent thing, without combing you can't go to school at your working place. And even if I buy 10 combs, I will not find a single comb for at that time. So like in important things, pen, my purse or whatever, but so at that time if Swamiji is at home, then I really say, Swamiji, I don't know where is my comb. Then Swamiji with energy finds out where is the comb. And he used to find out the area. And then after when I come from my school, then he used to say, keep your things at place. Why are you using my energy to find out your things, small things? But till today I have that habit, if I don't find. Now I don't ask really Swamiji, but I just pray, Swamiji, God knows where I kept that, so please find out. Then after some time, automatically I reach to the place where the thing is kept. So sometimes when we have so many. One incident I will share with you. Once it happened, I think Swamiji was to go to Sri Lanka and he was going to take some shibir there. So many people came from Sri Lanka and Australia, Singapore, and they were coming to talk to Swamiji at Navsari, Babadham. So I said, okay, invite them for breakfast, so that will be right. So otherwise someone comes, he'll serve something. So please invite them for breakfast, Swamiji said, okay. And all together, means they and we, family members, all together we were friendly. So I prepared breakfast, everything, the meeting was going nice. And then, just that time, I look at the time and it was 11:30. I said, still the meeting is on. If the meeting goes for more 1 hour, then I will have to serve lunch even. So suddenly I can't prepare lunch for 20 people. So I said, okay, Shashwati was actually generally lunchtime, Shashwati cooks our lunch. So Shashwati started chopping vegetable and all. And then I said, Shashwati, you first go and ask Swamiji, shall we prepare lunch for everyone? So that will be a sign that if Swamiji's meeting is going for more time, then we will prepare lunch. And if he says, okay, Tulsi will come to know that yes, it's now 11:30, so he can finish even meeting. So he said, yes, he can prepare it. Then at that time, for 20 people, no ages, that much ages. We don't, yes, we have ages, but for 5-7 people, not for 20. Then I said, now what to do? And I just said, Swamiji, I'm going to cook, now help me. And then Shashwati and me, we both together started cooking, and just we could cook food for 20 people within 1 hour. And everything was good, and I think everyone liked it. So this prayer works a lot. Otherwise, if someone might have told me 2 days prior that 20 people are coming for lunch, then from 2 days I might have had some like planning, a little bit of tension, for 20 people I have to cook, for 20 people I have to cook, for 20 people I have to cook. They keep on like reminding me, hammering me, I have to cook. You see, work everyone, we all of us do. But the tension, it is the worst thing that disturbs us. So when we pray that, Swamiji, please take care, I'm going to do this, then the whole responsibility, we just hand over to Guru energies. And then whole responsibility and all work is done so nicely, without tension, and without any, what we say, any mess. Everything is done in a very nice way. I think Lavanya was there with us?
Yes.
And we enjoyed, we all together, we enjoyed a lot. Like breakfast also and lunch too. So, whenever why I am giving these examples, that whenever you feel that you have a lot of work, please, take help of Swamiji. And this idea really gave me one, Shadika gave me one, this idea. She said once it happened that she had a lot of work, and in India generally we have a maid servant at home who helps us for cleaning vessels and dusting and everything. So her maid left the work, or she was on holiday or whatever it may be. She said, and on the same day, I had so many guests and so many work I had, and so much of work, I just finished everything. But then, when they went, whole my house was like mess, and I have to clean a big, there was everywhere there were vessels, and I have to clean all the vessels. and dusting and cleaning everything I have to do because small kids were there, so much mess that was there in the house. Then she said, I just prepared a cup of tea. Then I said, then what did you do? She said, no, then I put half cup in other cup. I said, why? She said, no, I put half cup in front of Swamiji's photo. And said, Swamiji, this half cup is for you, half cup I'm having. And now, this is your duty. You will also help me, otherwise I can't finish all this work. So you please help me. So she said, I had half cup of tea. And then I started work, just prayed, Swamiji, please be with me. And she said, in 45 minutes, I could clear the whole house. And I could feel that some energy is behind me and that energy is working, I am not doing anything. Then everything was done. So she shared this incident. So naturally it happens, generally maybe it happens with you also, that we talk with our husband. So I also shared this incident to Swamiji. Swamiji said, Sadhus are really, they are great. What kind of help they take with me? I'm thinking, why I am too tired? So that's me, the lesson. And I miss all the lessons. So I said, really, you were tired? He said, no, I'm joking. Because whenever we pray, that Swamiji, whatever may be your prayer, that Swamiji, please help me. That time, Swamiji always says that I don't do anything, I am just a medium. So whenever we pray, we connect ourselves with the Guru energies. And Guru energies are everywhere. Yes, I will tell you one of the very interesting incident when I was taking one this course with the UK people. They had a retreat and one of a very new sadhika, she asked, I told that you pray. So I keep on telling everyone that you pray because I feel that prayer works. So I say, you pray that Swamiji, please help me. Or in the morning you pray that Swamiji be with me. So she asked interesting question. She said, if I will pray that Swamiji please help me or please be with me, and at the same time, if some other sadhak also prays that Swamiji please be with me, then with whom Swamiji will be? Then I said, very interesting question. First time anyone asked a question like this. I said, no, Guru energy. Actually, when I say Swamiji, that means Guru energy. Because Swamiji himself physically doesn't come to help us, but Guru energies, we connect to ourselves with Guru energies whenever we pray. So Guru energy is everywhere. You pray from London, or someone prays from Paris, someone prays from Canada, or maybe in America, maybe in India. And hundreds of people, thousands of sadhus may pray at the same time, that be with me, Swamiji will be with everyone. Swamiji means Guru energies. They can be anywhere and everywhere. So definitely everyone should take help of Guru energies, because when we pray that be with me, that helps us in two ways. One, if we get any success, then why we got the success? Why we were successful? Why? Because of Guru energies. And if we couldn't get success and we are failure, a big failure, then because of Guru energies. No, really. So there will be no guilt. Because you had already prayed that, Swamiji, please be with me. So if there is any failure, that is not ours. If we get any success, that is not ours. So no ego and no guilt. So there are these two big benefits that we will have no gain. Oh, we couldn't succeed. Maybe that work was not good for us. That's why we couldn't succeed there. We couldn't get success. And if we are successful then also, yes, thank you Swamiji, you can say, and we will have no ego. Because these two chakras are really, and Swamiji already said that don't, in Hindi Swamiji say, chakro ke chakkar mein mat padho. So don't think much about chakras. But one thing is there, yes, to know about chakra is not very important. But yes, all kind of emotions are related to our chakras. Any kind of emotion is related to one or other chakra. So the way we think that damages or make our chakra more sound or weak. So our thinking should be positive, but the best thing is not to think. So if we can switch off our thinking machine, that will be the best thing. So till then, that we don't have that button of switch off and switch on the thinking, though we have here in our mobile that we can switch off and switch on, or we can switch off our Wi-Fi so that no message will come. But we don't have here any Wi-Fi so that no old memory can come into our mind. So the best way is just meditate, pray, and prayer is the best way. Gradually we have that habit, we will cultivate that habit of prayer, and through prayer we will be surrendered, and as slowly, it's a long process. In one day one can't feel himself surrendered, but slowly, it's a very slow process. Gradually what happens, that for everything we start praying, prayer. Then in the beginning, when we pray, Swamiji please help me, then there is a doubt, Swamiji will help me or not? This will happen or not? But then gradually it happens that whatever we pray for, it happens positively. Or if even we are not succeed, if there is a failure or if there is something happens, then we find it that it was to be happen because of that failure. There was a big lesson behind it, and we learn something from that incident. So gradually, as we keep on praying, we actually keep on surrendering ourselves daily. So as we daily pray, we surrender ourselves. Slowly and gradually, within 1 or 2 or 3 years, we find ourselves that really our life is surrendered. And that's why it happens that even sometimes there is a kind of thing when we should actually have tension, but there is no tension because there are no thoughts, or there we have 100% faith that nothing is going wrong, everything will be correct for us. Maybe in any other person's view that may be good or not, but for us that was the best thing that happened with us. So gradually our surrenders increases, and totally when we are surrendered, done, we will have no tension, no need to plan anything, everything will just happen. Then one feeling that I am doing, I did this, I will do this, I will finish this, I will reach up to this point. So I will go. The I sense will go. And that is the point where we have to reach. When I will go, then who will reach? When totally we are surrendered, then Swamiji is taking care for everything. Then the I sense goes, only the soul remains. And when the soul remains, then soul and guru energies, all are the same. So whatever the guru have, the pure knowledge, the happiness, the satisfaction, and the feeling of completeness, that will be within, and then we will acquire the state of moksha. And the state of moksha gives, is that is the only thing which every soul born to reach up to that point. We all have taken so many births. We just not reach here in this birth. Actually, since last many births, we were together. Though today we feel that we are coming from far off places, but actually, in our earlier births, in our past births, we all souls were together. And in those births, Swamiji promised that I will lead you to the state of moksha. So we all were taking birth, we all have meditated, we all did whatever was good to reach to the state of moksha. We couldn't acquire that state. That's why we took another birth, then again another birth, and since so many births, we are meditating, we are trying, we are doing. But now, this may be our last birth. In this birth, if we could reach to the state of moksha, we could acquire the state, and we could be a soul. Then this birth may be our last birth. And for that, every day, we should consider every day as the last day of our birth, of our life. So that every day, if we think that yes, today, every morning when we say that Swamiji, please be with me and take care of whatever days whatever things I am going to do, please be with me. Allow me to do only the things which I shall do, and stop me the work which I shouldn't do. Then, every day before going to bed, say thanks, Swamiji, because of you, my whole day was good, and because of you, today I saw a nice day, and now today is my last day, so thank you. So, in this way, when we finish our day, if we die at night, we have no tension, nothing, because we are surrendered. Daily we consider the day is the last day, then we will have no grievances, no bad feeling, no anger with anyone. When we know that today we are going to die, no anger will be there, only the feeling of love, true love will be there, a pure love will be there in our heart for every soul. And actually, when we will acquire that state, when the soul has only love for everyone, and no anger, no bad feeling, no curse, nothing for any other soul, that day is the day of moksha, and that state everyone will acquire. This is my faith, because since last many births, we all are working on that. I'm sure we all are gathered here just to renew our relations, just to renew our association. Since last many births we were together, though at physical level we don't recognize everyone, but on soul level we know each other, and that's why we all are together here. And so this is my prayer to Swamiji, that may all the souls reach to the state of moksha in this birth, and may everyone could reach to the state of moksha. May everyone be helpful to Guru energies, and may everyone be very peaceful and happy as Swamiji is. Jai Ho. Want to ask any question, you can ask. This is a wonderful thing that we all are coming from various countries. So, did you have any question that how we are coming from so many directions? From far off places, how we are gathered here? Isn't this a wonderful thing? We are coming from 15 countries here. That's really wonderful. And that happened because we were always together.
As a question, the best way would be to line up here on the right side, then come forward and you can ask the questions one after the other. And again, I really please ask your question shortly and directly so that everybody who has the question gets a chance to ask.
I'm terribly touched again. When we do the prayer like a child did do, then we use words, and somehow these words are a barrier for me. Because in my Christian career, I prayed 30 years or longer, 35. And at one point I threw it away because there were so a lot of words and theologic studies and things. And now I noticed I have to go back to really praying like a child, if you told us. But these words are the barrier. Can you say something about this?
So, what is your question? So, you shall
I feel this barrier, the barrier of words during the spraying. I have a resistance to form words, to look for sentences, to make a prayer. So I had to use my mind to build a sentence to do the right prayer, and that's, for me, it's terrible. Kann man auch ohne Worte beten?
Yes. The words are not important. The most important thing is your feeling, what you feel. Because whatever you feel, the energy don't listen to the words. Energy listen to your feeling. Even every one of you, most of all, can understand whether the person is speaking just from outside or from heart. We can get it. And I think it's yesterday's incident that Yuta asked questions, she asked in German. I don't understand that language, but I could understand whole thing. And at home when we were talking, I said that Vinita said that she was asking in German, how could you understood this? Okay, she was asking me, we were talking in German language. That means at that moment, I was not listening to the words. Just I was listening to the, means I don't know how could I understand, because I don't understand, very few words I know. Because when number of times we listen few words and they are very similar to Sanskrit somewhere, so I can understand few words, but not the whole thing. But I could understand that I am really not like a very hi-fi something. Swamiji's state is really good. I am not at that state. But though I could understand, so Guru energies, they are the purest one. So Guru energies, they can understand anything, whatever you feel. The words are not important, only your surrenders is important. Like a small kid, now you consider yourself, actually every soul is a small kid. When they are a grown up one, when they start speaking lie, when they start cheating anyone, then they are grown up. Otherwise, we all are small kids. All those small incidents, yes. So there is one small incident of one of the sect. Like the sect means that when he was a small kid of 5 years, His mother said there is like a, like Indian culture, we have a culture that whatever sweet we cook, first we said that please, first you serve to God. Serve to God means actually God is sitting there to eat it. No, but we keep that bowl in front of the God wherever we do our perform our puja. So that her mother said that yes, take this to the temple and let Vithal have, Vithal is God, let Vithal eat it. So that boy went there, she said, his mother said, today your father is not here, so you go to the temple and take and put this in front of God and then come. He said, okay. He was just 5-year-old boy. He went to the temple innocently. He put in front of God and then sit there. God, please eat this, otherwise my mother will scold me. God, please eat this. God was not eating that. He didn't go from there. He sit there. And then, after 2-3 hours, then God thought, oh, that's poor guy. He's not going angrily. So for him, it is said that, I don't know whether it is true or not, but this is about sin, so we can keep full faith. Then God came and ate whatever the sweet was. That was a big bowl of sweet. And mother wanted that you keep there and then bring it back to her. But he sat there. He said, no, God, you finish this. Otherwise, I can't go. My mother will scold me. So God finished it. Then he went taking the empty vessel home. Then his mother asked, where is the sweet? He said, God ate it. Mother said, you are telling lies, you ate whole thing and now you are taking name of God. He said, but you told me that you take this to God and God will give and then bring the vessel. So God ate, I was sitting there till God didn't finish it. Then I bring it, now you are scolding me. At that time, his father says, now our child is grown up because he started telling lies. That means with this sentence we can understand when we are grown up, when we start speaking lies. Though the child was not speaking lies, he was really at his place, he was correct. But the parents thought that only say that take this to the God and when God will have it, you come. But God never come, so this is just a formality we keep there. But the children are very innocent. We kept there and prayed God, God ate this, God really ate it. So it happens. That means we all are children. Still, we are not speaking lie or we are not doing any like acting. So, till that time, we all are a child and be a child. Jesus has also said na, that you can go to, you can reach to, I don't know the words, but the meaning is be a child. So we all can be child, be truthful. If really we speak truth, if we can speak truth, then there will be no tension. Because we can't speak the truth. So that's why we have so many tensions. How to hide this, how to hide this.
Tension.
My question is about my girlfriend. And I have a feeling that I'm suffocating her because I'm unsatisfied and I'm trying to get something from her. I can't get enough. I'm wondering what you would advise me to do.
I only understood that something about girlfriend. Sometimes with the accents I can't understand, so.
Und die Girlfriend gesagt, wo रहते हैं मगर उनको suffocation बहुत होता है खाने पीने सब तकलीफें होती है तो इतने संतोषी नहीं लगते ये सवाल इन्होंने पूछा है तो वो क्या कर रहे हैं
Just pray Swami ji if she is correct for me then be help me or if she is not correct for me then she will automatically leave Passbook of like credits and debits, we have to clear everything, then we have to face that. So if we have to really face that, then the best thing you surrender to Swamiji and with meditation, there is one quality which we can develop within us, which it automatically happens that we can ignore several things. Then because of that we could ignore it, then there is less problems within us, we feel less disturbed. So if she is correct for you, she will remain with you. If she is not correct with you, she herself will leave.
Okay.
In India we generally say there is a word, Runanubad. That means, if last birth karmas, we are related because of that. So, the day it is complete, the person will leave. But still these karmas are left with you. They will be with us. So, they come in any way, any person, whoever helps us, whoever is, we are helping to somebody, that is also because of few karmas. But yes, one thing, everyone has to be very much alert. When we pray that Swamiji please be with me, and then whatever happens, no karma is added into your credit and debit list. I mean, we are finishing the last karmas and again we are preparing for the next birth. Should not be there. So first stop the, like when we take credit, I did this, when we say I, that means karma is getting noted into your passbook. Everyone knows passbook, no? Bad passbook? Yes. Similar passbook is within us, that is in our Kundalini. So, the passbook, when we say, I did this, I did that, maybe good, maybe bad, I did means it is noted. And then say, Swamiji did it. Whether it is good or not, Swamiji did it. But not loudly, like you want to do something, you did it and then said, no, no, Swamiji did it. That's not correct, but because your soul knows. When your soul also considers this, that you are not doing, this body is a machine, a tool, and God is making use of this tool, then there is no karma. Because you are not the doer. Who is using it? That Almighty is using it. And for something good, to do something good, to perform, to get into some good result. Yes, sir.
Thank you for your speech, which I found was very lovely and helpful. Thank you. I have a question. Swamiji keeps telling us that we shouldn't pray for ourselves, but pray for all of us. And now you, as far as I understand you, you're telling us the opposite. So I should pray for me.
Yes.
Can you explain?
Pray for others, and I'm telling. I'm just repeating whatever you are saying, right? That I could understood properly or not, that's why I'm repeating. That Swamiji asked to pray for others,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And I said that daily morning you pray for yourself, right? Because I'm trying to say that when we say that Swamiji, please be with me, that means all the karmas, whatever we do, I will not do. That means I will be surrendered, totally surrendered. When I is gone, then prayer is not for me. When I is gone, then prayer is not for me. Yes, we do prayer. I do prayer every time. Whenever any scene we see, there is a big effect of whatever we see for with our eyes. If some accident we see, since long time, like the effect of that accident, some anytime the scene comes into our mind and that disturbs us. Any bad thing happens and we see, or if somebody very intensely tells us something, and like some people, they have a good quality or bad quality, God knows, but they can explain so nice way, but a bad experience, and then whatever they share, that bad thing even don't go from our mind. Number of times we even recall that. We have no experience about that, but as the person who was telling was our friend, our relative, or anyone close to us, or somebody was not related to us, but explained so nice. Means in such a way that we could experience what happened there. And the bad incident just stick to our memory, and then again and again we memorize. At that time, I keep on praying that, yes, whatever happened, please help them. So when anything bad happens, I just keep on praying for them, anyway. That maybe, means for everyone we can pray. But in the morning, pray just to surrender yourself.
Thank you very, very much.
Swamiji and you talked about to forgive everybody. And I want to know, is there anything I can do to support the process of forgiving? To is there any ritual or any practice I can do to forgive?
You want to know any ritual is there or not to forgive anyone.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So actually, there is no ritual actually to forgive anyone. Only the thing to forgive anyone. You, if it is not going from your mind, because sometimes it happens, when something very bad has happened to us, then it's very difficult to forgive anyone. And in the beginning, I will tell you the thing, what in the very beginning when I learned meditation, I used to do. And Swamiji told me that forgive those who did anything bad to you. But I was not that that good person. So I used to say, okay God, I will forgive everyone. But you take my revenge. So instead, I am not going to take my revenge. Because you should punish them. You are God. That is your duty to punish that person who is not good. So I used to pray that, okay, I forgive everyone, but you punish. Keep on praying. So, whatever I am telling, really I used to do that. That you punish them who are not good. I used to keep on saying, but after that what happened? With meditation, after some time, that maturity comes within us, that then we are like, we can, what we say, kshama karna, we can forgive, but it comes later. But no problem, till that time you can do like this. I am forgiving, but you punish.
Thank you.
You fry that person, you take punishment, whatever you want to say, you can say, but yes, you forgive and give that responsibility to God. Yes.
You told us that we should not do much planning. Even if you have a lot of work. And I saw a video on YouTube where you told us that we even should not do a list what to do. First I have to do this and then this and so on. What is your advice? How can we deal with days when we have a lot to do, how can we do it without a list?
Sorry, I couldn't understand whole thing. I understood that you are saying that we should not do planning. So that first I will do this, then that, and then that.
I understood that this was your advice.
उनको ऐसा है कि वो लिस्ट बताए कि ये प्लान करना है, ये प्लान करना है, ये प्लान करना है. तो उन्होंने आप उसको एडवाइस देंगे क्या?
क्योंकि
उन्होंने बताया था ना कि कौन देना है इसीलिए.
No, something else.
ये कह रहे कि आपने एडवाइस दिया था कि प्लानिंग नहीं करनी चाहिए, सब गुरु
वो हो
जाता
है तो एक्चुअली अबाउट वर्क इफ यू से यू आर ए वर्किंग प्लेस सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल माई सेल्फ आई वॉज टीचर सो आई हैव टू डू द प्लानिंग फॉर द नेक्स्ट वीक व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू टीच द स्टूडेंट्स सो वॉट एवर इज अवर वर्क दैट इज अवर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी टूवर्ड्स for whom we are working, that is our responsibility. I am not talking about that. The what is our responsibility is okay. But number of times when it is not necessary, then also as this is our part of like habit, we keep on thinking too much. That Like once we plan and we keep it, that's okay. But does it happen like that? Or it gives us tension? If something, it gives us tension, creating worries, then it is not good. So once we plan, because sometimes planning is definitely, if we are going to make a house, suppose. So first we should have the plan. All of a sudden it is not going to, like we are going to have our ashram here. So planning will be there. But the planning will be surrendered towards Guru energies. But the things, the work we have to done, that is to be done. So basic planning is okay, but once you plan, keep for Guru energies that, yes, this is my planning and now you work out whatever you have to do. So Guru energies will do. So just to reduce our tension, you can do like that. But the day-to-day life things, we can just ignore and surrender towards Guru energies.
जय बाबा स्वामी गुरु माँ हिंदी में बोलूँ कि अंग्रेजी में
हिंदी में बोल पा रही हूँ बोल दे सकती हूँ
अच्छा ठीक है तो मेरा प्रश्न ये है कि जब वेल्स में डिस्कोर्स हुआ था आपका मैंने प्रश्न पूछा था कि किसी के सेकंड हैंड कपड़े पहन सकते हैं क्या नहीं तो आपने उस समय बताया था कि पता नहीं उनके यहाँ क्या एनर्जी होती है तो आपने कहा था अच्छा है कि नहीं पहने ना तो अभी मेरा प्रश्न है कि स्वामी जी के कपड़े अगर मान लो हम पहने तो इसका असर क्या हो सकता है क्या हम उनकी ध्यान की स्थिति में पहुंच सकते हैं ट्रांसलेट करूं I asked a question that 3 or 4 years ago, I had asked this question to Guruma after her discourse that what is her advice on wearing second-hand clothes that we buy from other people and so on. And Guruma had advised sort of against it because she said you don't know what kind of energy this person may have had and when you wear this person's clothes, you might kind of absorb this energy. And now my question is in the reverse. It's taken me 3 years to think of the question. And the question is, let's assume that we wear Swamiji's robes, then conversely, we get into his state.
Yes, definitely. Everyone will get good energy from his clothes, definitely. But there is one question in my mind that okay, we will get good energy from those clothes, right? But are we really can hold that energy for a long time? Do we have really that ability that we can hold that energy for a long time? Because we all attend Swamiji's programs or his courses, and at that time, Swamiji clears everyone, like clear all our thoughts, all our impurities and everything. He fills us with energy. But how long can we hold that energy? Because number of sadhaks may have attended Swamiji's previous programs too. So how long could you hold that energy? If we can't hold that energy for long, so why don't we, like, we can get same energy into our own clothes. Whatever new clothes we, whenever we buy, we have a tradition actually in India, we have that tradition. That whatever we buy new, there may be clothes or anything, we just pray God that God please bless this. So when we buy any new clothes, we keep it first and we pray that Swamiji please bless this. So Swamiji's blessings are with the new clothes and then we wear and just have that faith that Swamiji has blessed. So we will have full of energy. So it's better way to, because Swamiji don't give his robe to anyone. So he will get disappointed. So better to get good energy into your own clothes. So even that is whatever is whenever and wherever you wish to have Swamiji's blessings, it's very easy. Whenever even we start, so I took this kerchief into my hand, as if this is, consider this as a plate. Suppose this is a plate and there are good something served for my lunch or for my dinner. So before eating, just close your eyes for a second and pray that Swamiji, this is table, don't think that I have to take it to my hand and I will do this way. No. This is on the table. And now just close your eyes and within a second you can pray that Swamiji, please bless my food. And have faith that your food is blessed. So everything, so that whatever we eat, whatever we drink, actually this is the way of surrender, nothing else. In the morning even when we pray, that is also enough. But if any time, anywhere we go, and sometimes we have a doubt that whether this food is good or not, God knows. Because whoever is cooking, if the person who is cooking the food is in good mood, you will get good food. If he or she is not in good mood, then the effect will be in the food, that will reflect in the food. So that also affects us. So it's better to just pray that Swamiji, please bless the food. That's enough. And have the food as prasad, that this is Swamiji's blessed food, so I will not leave it in the plate, I will finish it, I will not throw anything.
We have time for one last question. As my Samapran meditation deepens and the focusing on the crown deepens, I experience more and more that everything is all right that happens.
Yes.
And the dua is vanishing too very slowly. I have just had maybe an understanding, maybe it's correct, maybe not, that praying is a second tool. The first and main tool for me is Samapan meditation and the crown focusing. And just today when I heard you, I understood maybe that praying is a second tool.
Sorry, what is second?
A second tool, instrument to become a non-doer, to come to surrender. I'm asking this because I have resistance against praying for something, as I'm experiencing that what is happening is perfect, is all right.
One more question is, if you meditation, some of the meditation, that is to pray. Is that right?
Yes, everything is
unko unko aisa hai ki wo sab log pehle se mein unko prarthna mein nahi kar
sakte. Yeah, that is up to you. Actually, these are all options. If we have any intention or anything, and even if there is nothing, everything is going good, if we pray, that is just to be like to lesser our eye sense. We have to surrender our eye sense so that in our life there will be never ego or never guilt, and then to acquire the, what we say, state of moksha, means to be on the soul level, we can say. In Hindi, there are two words, Deha Bhav, Atma Bhav. Atma means soul. So, to be on soul level is most important. So, when we say, I meditated Kram Chakra and I have good meditation. So, since that time, that's we have the eye sense, but so just decide, do you want to take another birth, then eye sense is okay. If don't want, then we should, if we want liberation, first when we are living, we should be beyond body. Means the eye sense should be lesser, the soul sense should be high. So instead of thinking I meditate, the meditation is happening is a better.
I was hoping that is it okay to have one more question? Is it okay to have one more question?
मुझे कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं होता आई डोंट हैव एनी प्रॉब्लम यू सी द टाइम
सो आई हैव ऑलवेज अ प्रॉब्लम आई फील एडिक्टेड टू फॉर एग्जांपल शुगर इफ आई मेडिटेट आई ड्रिंक 3 कप्स ऑफ कॉफी विद मिल्क एंड शुगर एंड आई थिंक यू शुड लूज वेट एंड आई कांट ट्रस्ट व्हेन आई प्रे. You know, I want something from the Google energy. For example, lose weight or make more sport. And I can't. So it's always in my mind. You have advice?
You have with a sugar problem, something.
Yeah, I'm addicted to chocolate.
Sorry, I couldn't get the name. Okay. You love eating sweets.
Yeah, I think.
Keep on eating.
And I feel guilty. It sounds funny, but I feel guilty. I think I should do this and that, and then I could pray free. You know, I'm addicted. I'm addicted to.
Addicted to.
Instead of strategy, I have always food in my mind.
Okay, so no problem. So in the morning you pray that, Swamiji, you keep on praying and then see the effect. That Swamiji, please be with me all the time. Food is with me. Hence the thoughts of food, thoughts of eating things or thoughts of sweets, I'm there in my mind, so please be with me. I don't want to think about that all the time. So please help me to come out of all those thoughts. So just you pray and then see whether there is some difference or not.
Thank you very much.
You just keep on praying. In 1 or 2 days, nothing change is going to come. It will take time, but it will happen. How long it is since, how many years, like 2-3 years it is? Your thoughts, your addiction?
A lot of years that I lose weight and again, and it's always so much in my mind, you know, I don't want to control, I want to be free. But my mind is always wanting, yeah, like, I think everyone has that with cigarettes, but you know, such a big ballast, yeah.
Okay, but you just pray. I have faith in prayers. So you just pray for yourself, no problem. Then Swamiji, be with me instead of all the eating thoughts, thoughts about eating things, various things. Please, you, your thoughts and your memories, be with me. So then what will happen? Gradually, you will. That they will be lesser, but it will take time, but in the morning at least you pray for that.
And I can also pray for trust, yeah? For trusting.
For, yes, One can pray for thousands of things. There is no limitation that how many times you can pray. Keep on praying. There is no limit for that. So you can, and for that, this is my habit, that's why I do. It's not necessary that you always do like this. You can pray whatever way you want to pray. Right? That prayer should be from heart, that's enough. Whatever posture we are keeping is not important. The whatever action, like because in every culture there is different way, but since my childhood I am doing like this, so I always keep like this. But you can do like this, sitting like this. Sitting like this also you can pray.
Guruma, thank you so much for your lovely discourse, which was so helpful and also inspiring. And we would now conclude the session with a Shanti Path.
Vanaspati, Aushadhi. Vanaspati means vegetation, Aushadhi means medicine, and everywhere is everyone, each and every means here, every living thing has Shanti and peace of peace everywhere. This is the prayer for peace everywhere in mankind, vegetation, animals, and even in the space. So it's a good thing that we pray and then we finish this. So this is a kind of prayer for peace in food.
Hello, Swami.